Welcome, 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 and happy, happy, happy New Year's. But welcome to the Hollywood Podcast. You are back here with John Doe and Clark Bent, and we're bringing you some New Year's basketball talk, I believe, at this point. We're going to try to touch on some of the stuff that's been going on so far in the season, some of the standout players, some highlights that we kind of have, and who we kind of see going all the way in the long run. But we haven't talked some basketball in a while, so I'm going to let John Doe kind of kick us off. And let's kind of talk about some of the fun players that are standing out as we get kind of halfway through the season, quote-unquote halfway through the season. But who you looking at right now? What's the standout for, like, MVP, most improved, some other positions like that? Things are just kind of standing out. Maybe All-Star and first team All NBA teams. But what are you looking at? Who's standing out to you right now, fam?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think that it's tough right now for me to go MVP. But like, when I look at the top players in the league, I definitely say, obviously, like, let's say you're looking at scoring, you're going to see Durant, Steph, Giannis, those guys. But someone who's been impressive for me, I would say, is Trae Young. I think he's fourth in the league in scoring right now. And I want to say he's like top five in assists as well. And just like, you know, you don't expect to see his name next to the three that I just mentioned, you know, Durant, Steph, Giannis. Those guys are, you know, some of the best in the league, if not the best in the league. And so he's just in good, he's in good presence with those people. But I don't know. I mean, who are some of the people that you think are standing out this season so far?
I mean, of course, the main person that's standing out is Steph right now for me, but he's breaking records and all that jazz. MVP, I mean, you can always do an early MVP vote. I'm going to go right now. I'm going with Steph. Just because he's breaking history, and last time somebody quote-unquote broke history, Russell Westbrook, even though he was on a losing team, they won MVP. But he's on a winning team, and they have potential to win the championship this year. So definitely I'm going with Steph as one of the standouts and probably early MVP votes for me. I was probably saying that like a couple months ago because he's just been killing. I'm paired together. Draymond is still standing out to me. I mean, it's playing crazy defense this year. He plays great defense every single year, but I feel like it's really like underrated this year. I was watching some defensive highlights of him like throughout this like past few months, and yeah, the man be locking up, bro. Maybe locking up. They be playing games with this man's name. His offense is still in, you know, it's kind of depending on Steph at some points. You know, he set his screen and throw the ball to Steph, but the man defense is A1. There got to be some respect put on that man's name, bro. They were saying that he's not in the talk for Defensive Player of the Year, but his win shares clearly show he's Defensive Player of the Year. So, I don't know, but you could see it with the eye test as well if you just watch. So, yeah, how about I say Draymond? Who else? Ja has been standing out. The man has already been a killer, but he's just killing even more this year. He's taking a huge jump, and that jump shot still looks beautiful. Looks beautiful as the beginning of the NBA year. I thought it might fade a little bit. It probably has faded a little bit. I haven't looked at the numbers completely, but he still looks confident with it, and that's what matters. I don't really know where he'll kind of fall. There's no like MVP or most improved and things like that for him, I think, personally. But he's just having a great year. I don't know about first team all NBA because, you know, Steph's going to take the point guard spot. Maybe the two guard spot already taken by somebody else. But he'll probably see himself in the second team, the third team maybe. Well, and that's even a tough stretch because he's a guard, point guard too. We'll see. But Ja's having his come out year, or he's having a year where he's just kind of breaking through the little barrier that he might have had, a little wall that might have been up there for him. So he's having definitely a standout year.
I really like Ja's game. He's probably one of my favorite players, and it's just solely on how he approaches the game. You can see, like, every time he steps on the court, he has supreme confidence. He believes that he's the best player on the floor, and I think you need that in order to compete at that level. So he's a bright star, and I'm excited to see where his career kind of goes from here. But he's different. Like, when you're just watching his game, he just plays a little bit differently than your average point guard, and it's clear to see that. I think when we stay on the topic of standouts, like, it's hard not to talk about the Bulls. I mean, you got DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine. I think they're number 5 and 6 in lead scoring this year. They're having a great year. I want to say they have, like, the fourth best record or something like that. I think they only lost, like, 10 games. Well, do you think that lasts in the playoffs, or do you just think that, you know, they're exceeding kind of the bar that everyone had for them this season, but ultimately they're just not going to be able to get through kind of the other dogs that are in the East?
I mean, what is their projection for the season? Because they're projected to basically have no change this year.
I mean, it's been a significant improvement year over year. I would have to imagine, like, were these guys?
No, last year they didn't even make the playoffs, bro.
Right, and now I think they're third in the East. So,
Yeah,
like, I don't think
but
anybody was seeing that.
well, nobody was seeing that. They were saying that they might improve, but they were saying that the players they signed weren't going to have that much of an effect. Like, people were saying Lonzo Ball wasn't going to play the defense that he's playing, and Alex Caruso wasn't going to play the defense that he was playing before in, like, what, short in time of like 15 to 20 minutes, bro. He gets more time on the Bulls, and his effect was already shown before in the Lakers. If he was showing effect on a team that's top heavy like the Lakers, especially with like LeBron and AD all those years, he's going to have an effect on a team like the Bulls. But I mean, I think they can keep it up. The main thing is their defense is sound. They've always kind of, the Bulls haven't been shitty defensively. They've always been kind of averaging, and last year, saying like they were kind of average. But they pulled up people that really play defense. Alex Caruso and Lonzo Ball, what they call them, the Lockdown Brothers. They
Yeah.
play defense, bro. They play defense, and that's going to last in the playoffs. How far they go, I can't say for sure. I don't know what they experienced, and like, I guess I don't want to say lack of shooting. They don't have lack of shooting, but I don't know how their offense kind of powers against other offenses in the playoffs. Because generally, offenses kind of turn into this. It doesn't turn into a motion one-on-one offense almost for your superstars, but your offense does break down. You start to rely on your superstars a lot more. And the question is DeMar DeRozan going to be that guy? He has been that guy, but is he going to continue to be that guy? And is Zach LaVine going to be able to, of course, be that guy that's on the other side so they can have a 1A, 1B tandem? But the defense is going to last. The question is, offense firepower going to keep up?
And the center, Vucevic, isn't even back yet. And that's another kind of piece of the puzzle that I think a lot of people, or is he back yet? I mean, I knew he was injured in the
He's
beginning of
trash.
the year. But like they have some pieces to put together. I don't really know. I think they finish out the rest of the season strong. I don't really know what happens in the playoffs just because I think honestly, if you're asking me, I just don't really know if they have enough firepower to get past the Nets. I mean, I do know that. You know what I mean? So I take it back. It's like it's clear. I just think the Nets come out of the East. And then kind of like what you said before, I think the Warriors, it's easy to kind of see a clear path for them to kind of get to the finals. To be honest with you, I think Nets take the cake against anyone except the Warriors or the Lakers. I'm still pulling for the Lakers, yes, because I think they have enough talent on the roster and we're only 40% through the season. So you got another, back half of the season to kind of figure things out and then make a strong run into the playoffs. But other than that, I don't think that there's any other teams out there that can compete with the Nets. And then you also have to remember, Klay's coming back this season. And I just think that's going to stretch the floor more. It's going to make them harder to defend. But if I had to pick, today, 40% done with the season, I think you're going to see Nets, Warriors. And I'm probably going to give that to the Warriors and the chip. How about you? What are you thinking kind of shapes up to be the finals matchup?
I don't have a final match that's completely set still. I mean, before I was kind of thinking the Lakers and Nets because they get their stuff together, I really didn't really completely believe the Lakers though because I'm really not a fan of Russell Westbrook on any team most of the time. So I mean that's a hit or miss. I don't really completely know. I mean I could see the Nets getting there, but at the same time, I really could just see them losing in the second round again or something like that. It's not like their team is solidified in all ends. And even with Kyrie coming back, still not solidified in all ends. You see how that man work playing away games. I mean, how many of those are really going to help your team? How much is that going to mess up your chemistry? When Kyrie drops 30 in one game in the middle of the playoffs and then he's not playing the next game, what does that look like for your team?
Right.
So yeah, I mean, I could say that I don't know. I don't know. I don't really have it up in the air. Maybe it could be Warriors Nets, but I don't want to put that out there and completely be true. I would almost say that the Bucks are gonna kind of pick up steam, but I feel like they're kind of falling in the background. I haven't heard much about them. It's not like they're playing bad. They're probably just falling on their radar, I think, like in general. It's almost like people are kind of trying to treat them like the Jazz. The Jazz, they play great during the middle of the year. I mean, the season. You
Regular
know?
season, yeah.
Yeah, and they should have been in the playoffs, but I don't think that's what the Bucks have done. They have shit to bet in the playoffs, but like after last year, like I think they figured something out as well, guys. So they still are going to be the champions to defend, and I think I could probably see them probably coming out the East. But we'll see as they kind of pick up more steam. Maybe they're kind of like a Westbrook kind of team. They need to build up, and then they play better throughout the year, especially if you get ready for the playoffs. I know the Lakers are kind of taking that approach, quote unquote, but it doesn't look like it's working the same for them. So yeah,
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Bucks Warriors. Why
Yeah,
not?
I mean, I think that's a good prediction as well. I mean, the only reason why I really just give the edge to the Nets is just, James Harden, he kind of started off with a rough start to the year and he looks like he's back in prime form. Durant's taken, I want to say I was looking at his stats the other day. It's like the most number of shots in his career are like tied for the most number of shots in his career. So he's back. Patty Mills and just the other guys they have around them are just playing really good basketball. And I just think, with those two guys, it's really going to be hard just because there's just so much firepower. And ultimately, I think introducing Kyrie is definitely risky. It's tough to argue against it just because of his talent level. But like, I think I was either, I think I saw like a segment yesterday on like SportsCenter or something like that. And they were basically just pointing out the fact that, like, I guess the month before the playoffs, Kyrie's only going to be able to play in like one game just because of the way the schedule is constructed. And so just like, I don't really know how that plays out, right? It's like you can go off for 30, kind of like you said, but then it's like if you don't play basketball with the team for like another 30 days or 2 weeks, like I would have to imagine that has an impact on your game, especially when you're talking playoff basketball. So we'll see what happens there, but I'm still going to give the edge to the Nets.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I don't personally think that they're gonna keep up the type of play. I don't even like how much KD has been playing. I think his numbers might have, I mean, not numbers, his minutes might have went down a little bit, especially because of health and safety protocol. But he was running that man up, bro. He's running that man up 48, 40 some minutes a game, bro. Like he not 30 something. Like he did just, it's crazy, bro. I think that they're gonna kind of overrun him a little bit. I know KD can do it. It's not like he can't do it, but I don't think I necessarily want to see him try to do it that way. I think I also said this before. I kind of feel bad for KD. I do. Yeah, I definitely said this on the Where's Kyrie Going episode. I feel bad for KD still in his situation. Even if Kyrie come back, I just feel bad. I feel like everything that he thought was going to happen when he came to the Nets, it just been kind of completely flipped on his head. And he just has teammates that, I mean, for James Harden, he just came in out of shape. That's just him. James Harden would be like scary hours and then not give a fuck. Cool. And then Kyrie, he has his own strife. It's fair, but I mean, I guess for KD, it's kind of awkward, especially when you see him kind of interact about it. He doesn't understand it. He doesn't get it. So I kind of feel bad for that man. I really do.
I don't know. I feel like behind closed doors, like KD's probably like very, very supportive of the Kyrie situation. Because aren't they like best friends or something like that? I feel like I've heard like they're really close friends. The James Harden situation, I think everybody just saw him. I don't know. There were a couple of different players that like my favorite player, Dame Lillard. He had a rough start to the season just because you have a difference in officiating. I want to say they switched the balls or whatever, and people are saying that was like messing up the touch. I mean, either way you want to slice or dice it. At the end of the day, I think, with Harden back in prime form and Durant doing what Durant does, like the Nets are going to be tough to beat. And I think like Kyrie, LeBron, not LeBron, Kyrie, Harden and Durant, they know that. So I think Durant's chilling, bro. Like I don't even think he's stressing. Like he's just out there just kind of playing his game, and he doesn't really seem like I don't know. He doesn't strike me as the type of guy to be like, oh, like things aren't going like perfectly. Like things are going really well, on top of the East. And they're going to make a strong playoff run. So,
I don't know, bro. KD don't seem like no sound person to me. All he do is bitch on Twitter. So it's a hard tell on that one. But I think as well, I mean, the main thing is he don't show no emotions to the media anymore because he already been shitting on. So I don't think we'll ever figure out kind of truly how he feels. And so maybe retirement. I think in retirement we'll probably start to hear the real KD again. Or maybe we're still hearing the real KD, excuse me. Not the real KD, but the I guess the KD we were used to before. The one that I say, Mama, you the real MVP. Nowadays, I can't even imagine this man saying it.
yeah, I don't know. You say you missed the old, you missed the
I
old
miss the
KD.
old KD. I miss the old KD.
Oh man. All right, and then I mean, out of all the games you watched so far, all the plays you've seen so far, what's the number one highlight reel for me? I gotta go with the it was Jaylen Brown. He dunked on Miles Bridges. It was an overtime. I think they were up like three, caught him on a fast break, and just put it on his head. Like it was crazy. That's probably the number one play for me this season so far.
I don't have anything right now. I won't front with you. Nothing that has stuck out to me too much. I know that what was it? That Anthony Edwards dunk stood out to me against. I think it was it the Cavs? I forgot
Are you
which team
talking
it
about the one
was.
he went baseline?
Yeah, but it was a charge though, so I mean it kind of doesn't count sadly. But missed the bang on that man. That's still a highlight to me.
Like him and Ja, they really be trying anything. And that's why they're so fun to watch. Because it's just like, if there's even a slight possibility they could make a highlight play, like they're going to attempt it.
Man, Anthony Edwards, Ant-Man, boy, he different. Man, definitely different, bro.
He's a bucket. I mean, out of all the like the young guys, and let me preface that by saying like anybody who's been in the league 5 years or less, who do you think has like the brightest future?
5 years or less, who has the brightest future?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's gonna say Josh for a start, but I think next up, I'm always gonna say it's Ant-Man. I think Anthony Edwards, he's just kind of my favorite player coming up from his generation. I still like Jordan, but he's fresh. That boy is different. That boy is different, bro. Just the way, I don't want to talk about his media appearance. I think that's going to clean up a little bit more. He's a funny guy in media. He's young, so I think that's okay right now, but he's going to slowly mature. And I think he's showing a great way of maturing, too. He's even showing better leadership than Cat, which doesn't make sense. He was showing leadership to Cat at a certain point this season. I think he was even talking with the media about it. He was like telling Cat, like, yo, blah, blah, don't get down, bro. You better, you a beast down there, blah, blah. Why does he, I don't see. The thing that disturbs me about that though is like that Timberwolves team, Cat, what have you been doing the last whatever amount of years? I can't recall the years, but like what have you been doing, bro? 'Cause he's given up on that fucking team. Like I think I talked about, I don't know if I talked about it with you, but I remember I seen the video. He was talking about, yo, if a 3-game slide could easily turn to 15 when we down here in the Tim on the, in Minnesota. And it's like, yo, bro, he doesn't want to be there anymore. And he makes it very clear. And but they were, I don't even know if he's even had like the trade value, because I feel like he didn't put up empty stats, but where does he fit? But
Yeah.
yeah, I feel bad for that Timberwolves team, low key. I feel bad for Ant-Man because man got Cat there and Cat don't want to be there no more. Cat just want to just get out of there or get paid, bro.
That's the issue with that team is like they don't really have a winning culture. At least that's kind of how it seems from like what played out there with Butler, if you remember that situation, where he was just like, yo, these dudes they don't have like a winning culture. They don't want to win. I think Anthony Edwards is definitely cut from that winning type of cloth and that winning type of kind of just like having that competitive nature. And those are the dudes that are just trying to hoop and get paid. Like, I don't really see Cat as a dude who's like really a dog and is really trying to like come out here and dominate, you know what I mean, on
I
a
mean, he
night
looked
in,
like
night
a
out
dog
basis and
before.
win. No, don't get me wrong, his talent level is there, but he should be doing way more with that team given
Need to
his
hit the
skill
weight
set and the
room.
skill set of the people that are around him. You know what I mean?
Man, need to hit the weight room, boy.
There's a lot that needs to be done. It ain't just that, but you know what I mean? I don't know. That team, I think winning culture is so important. You know what I mean? It's just like you can have all the talent in the world, but if you have like a toxic culture, it doesn't really matter at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Like you need championship DNA to win it to win. You know what I mean? They just don't have it. And that starts with leadership. You know what I mean? Like I said.
That boy Cat trash, boy.
Yeah, I don't know about trash, but he
I
definitely gotta step this
mean,
shit up.
I definitely have something to say when it seems like one, if you give up on your team like that, I have a problem because you've been the definitive best player for years. So it's kind of odd. And as well, it's like, yo, don't sign your contract to come back here and then just complain. Not complain. Well, yeah, no. Not complain, but it's like, just be that guy to be like, yo, we lost last year, so we're gonna be losing this year. Like, bro, don't sign your max contract to come back here then, which you did. Like, don't do that. Don't do that, bro. So, I mean, that's the big thing about Cat for me. It's like, yo, bro, if you gonna complain, just get out of here, bro. 'Cause I don't think they want you there no more. So we'll see what happens with him. I think trade deadline comes around. Might see him slide to some team. I know Warriors Photoshop jerseys keep coming up for him, but realistically, eh.
Yeah, I mean, quickly, I guess, what do you think ends up happening with Portland? Like, I was looking yesterday. I want to say they're 12th place in the West. They're not winning a lot of basketball games. GM was just fired. Well, not just fired. Fired a couple like a couple months ago.
Yeah. Looks like a
It
wrap
might
or
like this
something
might
like
be. I'm not gonna lie. Like that being my favorite team, it might like we might not make the playoffs this year.
You're not
That's
making
reality.
the playoffs, bro. No, I'm dead ass. You're not making the playoffs, bro. Between is CJ still out? He still got a he still got his lung collapse. So I'm go he go got past his lung collapse.
I'm not even sure. He might still be out.
Yeah, because if he's still out, bro, like honestly, bro, I'm sorry, I hate to say it. Dan can't carry y'all like he did his other years right now. And it's not like he can't do it, but I think part of him is kind of conflicted because he don't fucking want to be there no more because they don't try to help him win. And I mean, he may not say it, but it voices in the amount of times that he says, we need more people on the team. We should trade for this. The amount of times that the media talks about him and he actually says something back, just trade the nigga, bro. Trade the nigga, or y'all gotta trade CJ and go get somebody like, yo, bro, Ben Simmons, great player on that team. Right, because he just brings defense for y'all. That's the one thing. Y'all just need some defense. Nobody on that team plays any defense.
Yeah, no, that's definitely facts. It's literally just all just like run and gun, fast paced basketball. They do not D up. I mean, that's just like the league now, right? It's just
no. But your guys are at the bottom though. Like, it's okay if the league.
But that's just characteristic of the league. It just happens to be very, very bad for Portland because like their whole team is just offensive kind of superstars, right? You don't really think like name one guy on that roster that you think is like really, really about to lock up. You know what I mean? They had guys like that in the past.
Who?
You know what I
mean? Rocco? Because Rocco, when y'all got Rocco, it was kind of too late. He wasn't going to have that much of an impact on y'all team because y'all don't have any other defenders around him.
Well, no. I mean, collectively as a unit, the defense is done for. But, I mean, at least if you have, like, a couple guys that you can say, hey, or, you know, some people with length, like they had Mo Harkless back in the day. It's like you can put him on.
Yeah, they have Hassan, but he got in the foul trouble because everybody got to the rim and he always had to defend it. Yeah, y'all need some perimeter defenders, bro. Y'all need, like, I hate to say it. Y'all need.
I don't even think it's just defense.
No, like, that's the main thing y'all need, bro. It's not like y'all have trouble rebounding anything else. Y'all have to score well. Everybody on that team wants to score. Nobody on that team, at least, let me correct. Let me not say nobody. The main problem y'all have is between CJ and Dame, they don't play no defense. So somebody's going to start playing defense. And it's not going to be Dame right now because his production is way higher than CJ's, no matter what. So CJ has to go or start playing lockdown defense, bro. Like, somebody got to start playing defense at that point guard, shooting guard position.
I just think they need enough firepower. Even if those guys are out there playing their ass off on defense, like I said, they just don't have enough to get past a Warriors or Nets or, you know what I mean? Like, these top-tier teams that they're trying to compete with. And it sucks because Portland is always one of those teams where it's like, I mean, I'm not going to compare them to Utah in recent years, but it's like, you know, they play pretty well during the regular season. They're, I would say, middle to up of the pack in the last 5 years. They make the playoffs and, you know, they go first, you know, first two rounds and then they get eliminated. I mean, I want to say they would make this to a Western Conference championship and earlier in Dame's career. But, like, since then, it's just been kind of like first or second round exits. And then it's just not enough. They just don't have enough talent. So, like, defense aside, it's just, like, you need to change the roster if you actually want to move the organization forward. But they – I don't really think that's a priority, right? Because I think in Portland, it's good enough to just have a middle-of-the-pack basketball team who makes the playoffs. Like, I think making the playoffs is the equivalent of, like, winning a championship there. You know what I mean? In terms of just, like, satisfaction and meeting expectations. But I think Dame is probably only guy who is – you know, voicing the fact that he thinks they can win a championship in Portland, but it's going to take more personnel.
I mean, I don't know if y'all need more. Like I said, I really don't think it's just firepower. Cause you guys actually have great offense. Well, this year, no. Last year, I think you guys were higher in offense. But the problem is, every single year, it's like Dame carries y'all niggas in the last second half of the year, bro. If he has to carry y'all to the playoffs in the second half of the year, you're not having a good season. Now, this is all honesty. It happens a lot. That's the reason why Dame has been going off and having those 40-point and those 30-foot three-pointers where we see him just doing those shit multiple times over the last 2 years because he has to carry his team to the playoffs. But that's the biggest thing is if there's defense and Dame does that, you guys make it farther. That's it. That's the main thing is like if there's defense and there's that, you guys make it farther. Dame could be your superstar firepower and you could surround him with other things, but there's no defense. I'm telling you, there's none. Have you watched them play defense, bro?
What I'm saying is it's not like you're not just going to get – like it's not an effort thing, right? Like I don't think it's
it like, is. It is. Defense is mostly effort. And a part of it is, of course, team collective chemistry as well. But, like, bro, watch them play defense. Watch how depressing it looks when they're playing defense.
I mean, I've seen them play defense before. I just don't think that I don't think – Dame is a great defender. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I don't think you have great defenders on that team. So it's just like, even if these guys are playing at the highest level, it's probably just not going to look good because when other guys, defensive-minded guys and defensive-oriented guys play at the highest level, it looks completely different. So that's what I'm trying to say. Like, when I say firepower, I'm not only talking about offense. I'm talking about just in general. Like, they need a different personnel on their team. That can be defensive personnel as well. It's just the fact that, like, I don't think the answer is just like, yo, like Dame and CJ, you guys need to play lock up defense and then we're going to win a chip. Like, that's not
what's happening. No. But you
like,
guys
defense is only
can jump.
Yeah, but like you. I mean, they've already gone Western Conference Finals, so it's like, all right,
That
the
was like
next
four or
step,
five
let's
years
chip.
ago. I mean,
Right,
I think I
right.
got swept in that one too by the Nuggets. Like, I'm talking about the Warriors, the Warriors, the Warriors.
The Warriors.
Yeah.
That's definitely facts, right? But that's what I'm trying to say. I don't think that like defense is just gonna like. Well, I don't think playing better defense will get us back to Western Conference Championship. I think you need different personnel. Defense is definitely part of the problem, but it's going to come down to personnel. But that's just my take. I mean, there's
I
different ways to look
mean,
at it.
I was about to say, I feel like we're saying the same thing. You need to change their personnel because the people I have is not going to play any different defense that they have any day. The thing is, too, I make it's tough for me to say they're not going to play any different defense because Dame can play defense. But, because, I mean, we can see he's a clear athlete. The man be scoring on 7 foot niggas in the paint. He can play defense, he can move his feet. But, I mean, should he do that at the sacrifice of his team not scoring because he'd be pushing the firepower? That's the toughest thing for him. I at the end of the day, they need to trade that nigga. Free that nigga and give him a fair chance. Trade him to the or trade to get Ben Simmons. I don't think that gives him a fair chance to win a championship anyway. Because Ben Simmons is whatever. Trade him into 76ers.
We'll see what happens. And the Ben Simmons situation is interesting as well, but maybe we'll save that for next episode.
Man, fuck Ben Simmons, bro. I don't feel about that nigga. I
Right.
don't, bro.
That's 30 minutes. We could probably just chop it right there. Are we
Free
trying to
Ben
edit and get
Simmons.
this sent out today?
Yeah, we can. I was gonna say, I don't know what the face is. We probably use KD face still. He's saying much for young, sadly. Oh, I didn't mention Jason Tatum, how shitty he's doing this year. I forgot.
All right, I'm about to just jump on Xbox Mike.
Bet.